Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen hier zu einer weiteren Podcast-Folge, um Englisch mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy zu lernen. Wie kommst du bislang voran? Ich hoffe, ganz gut soweit. Ich meine, wir sind jetzt schon bei Video oder bei Audiodatei 77. Und heute geht es um Veranstaltungen, Events. Wir werden uns mit verschiedenen Eventbeschreibungen beschäftigen und auch das ist wieder eine Folge, die man hervorragend als Diktat nutzen kann. Und natürlich kannst du auch in Kleinanzeigen oder im Internet einfach nach möglichen Eventbeschreibungen gucken und so deinen Wortschatz selbst aufbauen oder auch eigene Events anlegen. Gut, ich mach's vor, du machst es nach. Wir starten jetzt.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we take a look at the calendar of events from the region.
Okay.
I'll tell you about an event and then ask you questions about it again.
Got it.
So listen carefully.
I will.
Here is the first event.
Can't wait.
Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand. In it, Thompson deals with topics such as justice and social inequality, which he learned about from different perspectives as a refugee child and well-paid top athlete. The reading will take place on Tuesday the 16th of August at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Pavilion Am Park. Admission costs 18.60 euros.
Well, he's charging?
Please answer the following question.
For listening to his book?
What is taking place at the Music Pavilion Am Park?
Tom Thompson's book reading, and I still can't believe that he is charging people to listen to him when he's reading his book. I mean, he wants them to buy his book. I don't go there.
Answer.
I won't go there.
Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand, addressing issues of justice and social inequality.
Tom Thompson, what a name.
Next event.
Okay, better.
City tour with a night watchman. With a lot of wit and charm, the night watchman guides you through the largest red light district in Europe and has numerous exciting, funny and curious anecdotes at the ready. The unusual route takes you more or less straight down from the city centre to the harbour. The night watchman answers all the participants' questions, both asked and unasked.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Please answer the following question.
Night watchman.
Where does the night watchman take his guests?
He's taking them to the red light area and answering unasked questions. Well, what could that be?
Answer. The night watchman leads his guests from the city centre to the harbour directly into the largest red light district in Europe. Next event.
Must be Amsterdam, huh?
Hardly any other city has such a lively art scene as Berlin. Street art, museums and galleries can be found on every corner.
Berlin.
Vernissages are a special way to get to know Berlin's art world, because this is where artists, gallery owners and art lovers meet. A vernissage is the ceremonial opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her works. On these occasions, there are often speeches and guided tours by the curator or artist of the collection, after which the works of art are discussed. Currently, all major museums and galleries in Berlin offer vernissages. Find out about dates and artists on our website.
Berlin.
Please answer the following question.
Berlin.
What is a vernissage?
A vernissage is a kind of introduction into a piece of art presented by an artist where you can discuss about the art and the artist's intention to create it.
Answer. A vernissage is the formal opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her work.
Yeah.
We have one more event.
Okay, can't wait.
Finally, it's that time again. The Children's Festival enters its 18th round on the 25th of June with the motto, Our Colourful City. Around Schlossplatz, with over 90 activities, a variety of highlights are planned for children, young people as well as parents.
Schlossplatz?
Please answer the following question. How many activities are there at the Children's Festival?
Countless. I mean 18 or 1800 or 18,000 or 18 million. Just countless. Every child is an activity.
Answer. There are over 90 activities at the Children's Festival.
90.
Super. Now off the sofa and on to the next event.
Off the sofa? Never. Ja, wir wollen ja schließlich gemütlich auf der Couch sitzen bleiben und nicht irgendwie ins Ausland reisen müssen, um Englisch zu lernen. Das wäre ja doch zu viel des Guten. Ich meine, sowas bieten wir auch an. 5 bis 10 Tage ins Ausland, um dort, wo man Englisch redet, Englisch zu lernen. Aber für die meisten ist das Sofa dann doch lieber der Platz der Wahl. Übrigens kann man mit Netflix, wenn man schon mal gerade auf dem Sofa sitzt, auch wunderbar sein Englisch verbessern. Aber nicht, indem man einfach nur englische Filme anguckt, sondern indem man anschließend auch über diese Filme spricht, sie zusammenfasst, diskutiert und das Ganze mit Untertitel anguckt. Und wenn das Filme sind, die du auch schon auf Deutsch kennst, kannst du natürlich bestimmte Passagen, Dialoge und so weiter auch angucken. Und Talkshows auf Englisch helfen, dass man lernt, wie man jemanden unterbricht, jemandem widerspricht oder jemandem zustimmt. Doch jetzt erstmal die Übung für dich.
Hello. Today we take a look at the calendar of events from the region. I'll tell you about an event and then ask you questions about it again. So listen carefully. Here is the first event. Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand. In it, Thompson deals with topics such as justice and social inequality, which he learned about from different perspectives as a refugee child and well-paid top athlete. The reading will take place on Tuesday, the 16th of August at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Pavilion Am Park. Admission costs €18.60. Please answer the following question. What is taking place at the Music Pavilion Am Park? Answer. Former football player Tom Thompson will read from his new book, Give It Your Best Shot, at the bandstand, addressing issues of justice and social inequality. Next event. City tour with a night watchman. With a lot of wit and charm, the night watchman guides you through the largest red light district in Europe and has numerous exciting, funny and curious anecdotes at the ready. The unusual route takes you more or less straight down from the city centre to the harbour. The night watchman answers all the participants' questions, both asked and unasked. Please answer the following question. Where does the night watchman take his guests? Answer. The night watchman leads his guests from the city centre to the harbour directly into the largest red light district in Europe. Next event. Hardly any other city has such a lively art scene as Berlin. Street art, museums and galleries can be found on every corner. Vernissages are a special way to get to know Berlin's art world, because this is where artists, gallery owners and art lovers meet. A vernissage is the ceremonial opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her works. On these occasions, there are often speeches and guided tours by the curator or artist of the collection, after which the works of art are discussed. Currently, all major museums and galleries in Berlin offer vernissages. Find out about dates and artists on our website. Please answer the following question. What is a vernissage? Answer. A vernissage is the formal opening of an exhibition at which a contemporary artist presents his or her work. We have one more event. Finally, it's that time again. The Children's Festival enters its 18th round on the 25th of June with the motto, Our Colorful City. Around Schlossplatz, with over 90 activities, a variety of highlights are planned for children, young people as well as parents. Please answer the following question. How many activities are there at the Children's Festival? Answer. There are over 90 activities at the Children's Festival. Super. Now off the sofa and on to the next event.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school.
und werde Speedlearner.